Okay, this week's parasha is parashas Vayechi, Chazak. Chazak is Chazay. We also have today, as we just saying, to remember, we also have today Asar B'Tevis. And so, I'd like to discuss a very, very important idea from the parasha, and also try and tie in a little bit to Asar B'Tevis as well. Welcome back, Moshe Frank. Dear Talmud, dear Talmud, all my Talmud are dear. Some are very dear. At the end of the first Aliyah in the Parsha, that's not true, all are very dear. At the end of the first Aliyah in the Parsha, it says the following thing. Yosef hears that Yaakov is sick. He brings Menashe and Ephraim, and he goes to visit his father in Goshen. And he brings Menashe and Ephraim into Yaakov. And the last two psukim are fascinating. First Aliyah. Vayar Yisrael as b'nei Yosef. Yaakov sees the two sons of Yosef. Vayomer mi eila. And he says to his son Yosef, who are these boys? Now, if you learn it just pshat, so he's asking, who are they? Like, what are their names? Where are they from? But Chazal teaches us, Rashi quotes a different pshat. Vayomer mi eila, says Rashi, mehechal yatsu elu she'ina ru'i lebracha. How could I have these kids coming out? Where they come from? They're not worthy of bracha. Why should I give them brachos? Menashe Ephraim? They don't deserve brachos. Who's going to come out of them? People that are not so good. Yerava ben Nevat. Achav will come out of Ephraim. Yehu from Menashe. These are not exactly the best of the best. Says Yaakov, who are they? Listen to the response of Yosef. Yosef el Aviv. Yosef responds to his father, Banayim, they're my sons. Asher nasan li Elokim bazeh, that God gave me bazeh. And Yaakov says, okay, fine, bring him for a bracha. What's the response? So in the sefer I have in front of me over here, called the Igarta, Rav Galinsky suggests a beautiful thought, which I think has such depth and meaning, especially for our days, especially for today. You know what Yosef says back to his father? He says, Yaakov, you don't understand. They're my sons. Asher nasan li Elokim bazeh, that were born to me here in Mitzrayim. And you know what? Abba, said Yosef to his father, they may not be as great as your sons that were raised by you in Eretz Yisrael. They may be on a different level, maybe at a lower level. I get that, but you know what? They're my sons, Yosef says, that were born here and survived the challenge of Egypt, of Mitzrayim, the decrepit Tamei Mitzrayim. They survived that incredibly. They came out with flying colors from Mitzrayim. And you know what Yaakov says to Yosef? Bring him on. I'll give them a bracha. Because the message that Yaakov understood that Yosef was telling him was, you can't judge people by other people or by other environments. You can't expect the same thing from two people or from two sons. You can't expect that people in environment A and environment B will be exactly the same. And Yaakov understood, yeah, Menashe and Ephraim, in the challenging environment that they were in the most difficult of times, they emerged the way they did, they are worthy of bracha. I have to share with you an incredible, incredible excerpt from the Sefer written by Rav Chaim Vital. Who is Rav Chaim Vital? Rav Chaim Vital was one of the closest students, if not the closest student, of the Arizal. He's the one that made Arizal's Torah very, very famous. Rav Chaim Vital. The Arizal told Rav Chaim Vital that his neshama, his soul, was a very, very lofty neshama, a very, very high neshama. It was from a very, very high place. So Chaim Vital turns to his Rebbe and says, Rebbe, Arizal. He says, what do you mean? My neshama is from a lofty place? What are you saying? He said to his Rebbe. He said, if my neshama was in a previous generation, it would be a zero. It would be negative. It would be nothing compared to the previous generations. How can you say my neshama is such a lofty neshama? Asked Rav Chaim Vital to his regular Rizal. Listen to the response. He quotes it. He says, you should know, I'm just translating, paraphrasing, that the greatness of the soul does not depend on the actions of a person, but rather according to the time he is born and his generation. Because a very small action in this generation, said Rav Chaim Vital, is equal to many, 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 many mitzvos in the previous generation. In this generation, the challenges are so great, indescribable, what didn't exist in the previous generations. If you would be in those generations, your wisdom and your actions would be greater than many, many tzaddikim. And therefore, don't be distressed at all. Because listen to these words, listen to these beautiful words. Because without a doubt, a small action that you do today has greater impact than a great action of the tzaddikim and the rishonim in the times of the Talmud of Aroyim. What? Mr. Sperm, honestly, if I was saying this to maybe I should get my tuition back. Come on, how can I say this? It's not me talking. I'm just reading from the Chaim Vital, quoting from Arizal. And Arizal says an amazing thing. In his generation, going back to the 1500s, the challenge was so fierce, says Arizal, that for a person to do small things had so much meaning. What would Arizal say if he came to our generation and our challenges? What would he say about that? What would he say if he saw the box that I'm holding right now in my hand, full of iPhone 4s and 5s and 7s and 8s and challenges up the gazoodles that were never dreamt of in the previous generations? What would he say? He would say one small movement that you make is so precious. He would say one action that you do is like maybe like greater than the acts of the previous generations. He would say, you can't imagine what you're doing, how impactful it is. The problem is we can't see this. We don't see this. We don't know this, but it's true, Rav Hussein. I had a shiur with a Talmud a few days ago, and he was having a hard time struggling with something. And he was basically saying, like, you know, why should I put up the fight? It's so hard, I keep falling again. It's not worth it. We've all been down this road before. I didn't tell him this, but I told him this idea. I both say, in our religion, it's not the result that matters. It's not the bottom line that matters. It's the effort that matters. And each person has a different challenge. Each person has a different nisyonos. Each person is raised differently. And to put in that effort and to put in that as much as we can, that energy, even if it's challenging, is precious and meaningful. And I said I would mention Hasar Batavis, I'll share with you one closing thought, which I love. And that's as follows. We say in Davening, there's a bracha ala tzaddikim. And the bracha describes ala tzaddikim, ala chassidim, ala zibnei amcha beis Yisrael. Based on Hashem, we say, aplita sofreya. Kerian, said it, what's the next word? Ve? Aleinim. So, if I were to ask you, which one doesn't fit in that category? Tzadikim, chassidim, zikne yam chavis tzal, prita sofren, geri atzadik, or aleinim. Which one doesn't fit? Aleinim doesn't fit. We're talking about the righteous ones, the tzadikim. Many ask, you know, on our merits? But if the Chavetz Chaim couldn't do it, and the Steinman couldn't do it, Zatzal and Zatzal, and the Rambam and the Raivin and all those great Rishonim, they couldn't do it, how are we putting ourselves in the same list? It's like so out of place, so out of whack. So I once heard a beautiful insight. Exactly this idea. I heard it from Israel Talbot Shlita. He said the following thought. He said, you know what? Yeah, V'aleinu. You could say V'aleinu. Because the Chavetz Chaim never saw this in his life. He never saw a smartphone in his life. And the challenges of our generation are like challenges that never existed in the previous generations. And yet we have merits too. Maybe we didn't learn as much as the previous generations. Maybe we weren't as holy and as pure. Maybe we were distracted much more. But with everything that we have, we push, we make efforts, and that's meaningful. And today, yeah, we're going to ask for this English today. We're going to ask Hashem, please rebuild it. And we're going to, it's a sabbatavis. And what merits? On the merits that we try. On the merit that Menashe and Ephraim were given brachos even though they weren't as great as the rest of the Shvatim possibly. They didn't grow up in Yaakov's house, but they tried their best. And in Mitzrayim, they became Menashe and Ephraim. And for us in our lives, this is a very, very important message. Chizki, in our life, we're not asked to be somebody else. We're asked to be the best that we can be. We're asked to be the best person that we can be, the best child we could be, the best Evan Hashem that we could be, with our challenges, with our tests, with our capabilities, with our talents. That's all we're called upon. And if we do that, that's a great thing. Then we're worthy of bracha. So I give us all a bracha, I will say. Look in the mirror. Not right now, not literally. But look at the person that you are now, and look at the person that you can become. And just try one thing. Try to be the best that you can be. That's our challenge. And when you do that, and when we do that, we'll be worthy of tremendous brachos from Hashem. Halavai, all of our tefillos will rise up high with Yisrochet to dance and sing. Amen. Amen.